Jonathan attacks the Philistines. One day, Jonathan, the son of Saul, said to the young man who carried his armor, "Come, let's go over to the Philistines' garrison." Now, that's a garrison is when the invaders, who are the Philistines, put their soldiers in a certain town.
So, what town did they put their garrison in?
Well, it was a place called Michmash. So, he went over there, but he didn't tell his father. Saul stayed on the outskirts of Gibeah, under a pomegranate tree, and there were about 600 men with him. Now, we read earlier that there were 2,000 men with him, but now there's only 600, so they're all running away from him.
What's a pomegranate tree?
There's a kind of a fruit tree, which would have given lots of shade. So, there was Ahijah, who was the priest of Yahweh in Shiloh, there with him wearing an ephod. That's the sort of the breastplate that had the precious stones in it. The people didn't know that Jonathan had gone.
But wasn't the ephod for priests?
Yeah, well, this man was a priest. And so he was there with Saul. So on each side of the pass of the valley by which Jonathan intended to go over to the Philistines' garrison, there was a rocky crag. One crag was on the north and the other on the south. And Jonathan said to the young man who carried his armor, "Come, let's go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised people. Perhaps Yahweh will work for us, for nothing can stop God from saving by many or by few."
What's a crag?
It's like a cliff, like a sharp, steep piece of rock that goes up.
So, like, the rock would have to be pretty big.
Yeah. This is like little mountains. So, Jonathan says, "God can work for us. Nothing stops God from saving. Doesn't matter whether you are many or whether you are few." His armor bearer said to him, "Do all that you have in mind. I am with you according to your heart." Jonathan said, "We will cross over to them and let them see us. If they say, 'Wait until we come and fight you,' then we'll stay where we are and we will wait for them to come to us. But if they say, 'Ha, come up to us,' then we will go up, because God has delivered them into our hand, and this will be the sign to us." That is a very brave thing to do, to say, "Look, we're just two people, and we are going to kill and win the battle against all those Philistines." And it's great that the young man who carried his armor said, "Yes, go on, you do it, I'm with you. I'm according to your heart." Now that's the kind of friend that you need. You need to have a friend who's going to encourage you to do brave things for God. Not someone who says, "Oh no, let's go down the movies. Don't do that. Let's sit at home and play with the internet." And you want someone who's going to say, "Oh yeah, I believe that. Let's do that." And someone who says, "Yes, I also believe that just two of us can win a great battle." So this is very brave to go and be willing to climb up a very steep rock with the Philistines looking down on you. You know, they could throw rocks at you, push you down again, make you fall off, fall to your death. They couldn't have ropes at the top because there were the Philistines. So it's very, very dangerous. And you think, well, there's this rocky crag. We've got to climb over that. They're just going to bash us as soon as we come over the top. It was a very, very brave thing to do.
Like trench people going on the top.
Well, it was a bit like trench soldiers going over the top, but this was even braver, far braver, to do this in full view of the Philistines. They could shoot arrows at them, they could throw stones at them, and they could just be standing there waiting to kill them and push them to their deaths. It would be a pretty miserable way to die, falling off the top of a rocky crag. So they said, "Well, if we reveal ourselves to these Philistines and they say, 'Come up to us,' then we will go up, because God has delivered them into our hand, and that will be the sign to us." So they revealed themselves to the garrison of the Philistines. And the Philistine said, "Look, the Hebrews are crawling out of the holes they were hiding in." The men of the garrison shouted to Jonathan and his armor bearer, "Come up to us and we'll show you something." Jonathan said to his armor bearer, "Come up after me, for Yahweh has delivered them into the hand of Israel."
So what do they want to show them?
Well, they mean, if you come up here, we'll kill you. That's what they meant. Jonathan climbed up on his hands and feet, and his armor bearer followed him. And the Philistines fell dead before Jonathan, and his armor bearer followed and killed behind him. That first slaughter by Jonathan and his armor bearer killed about 20 men in an area of about half an acre. Then panic struck the whole Philistine army. Those in the camp, in the field, and among all the outposts, and in the raiding parties, and the ground shook. There was an earthquake. There was panic. Saul's watchmen in Gibeah saw that the army had melted away and scattered. Saul said to the men with him, "Who's missing from us?" And they counted. Jonathan and his armor bearer were not there. Saul said to Ahijah, remember he's the priest who was with them, "Bring the Ark of God here." The Ark of God was with the Israelites at that time. While Saul was talking to the priest, the noise from the camp of the Philistines increased. And Saul said to the priest, "Withdraw your hand." Saul and all the men with him were gathered together and came to the battle and found that the Philistines were killing each other. Every man's sword was against his fellow. There was a very great confusion. Now the Hebrews, who had been with the Philistines before and had gone with them into the camp, turned to join the Israelites who were with Saul and Jonathan. Also, all the men of Israel who had hidden themselves in the hill country of Ephraim, when they heard the Philistines had fled, they followed them into the battle. So Yahweh saved Israel that day.
So, what Israelites were in with the...
Well, there were some Israelites who were living with the Philistines.
How did they do that?
Well, because the Philistines had taken this town, or city, and some of the people, the Israelites, just stayed there. But it was probably the old men, maybe some old ladies, people who they were not going to suspect of anything and kill them. So it was probably those weak people who rose up and fought against them. So I think this is an amazing story, that Jonathan could climb up that rocky crag on his hands and knees and get to the top with those Philistines laughing at him, get over the top and kill them. It was absolutely amazing faith. And he knew that the fact it was such a challenge from God, he knew that that was the sign that really they would win. And then God loves to destroy Israel's enemies, not so much by Israel fighting them, but by making the enemies fight each other. That's why we should never be divided against each other, because that is really the sign that we are condemned by God. So, Saul had made all the soldiers promise, saying, "Cursed is the man who eats any food before evening, until I have been avenged on my enemies." So none of the people ate any food. And that meant, of course, that the soldiers of Israel were very, very weak when they needed to have lots of energy to chase these fleeing Philistines and cut them down. All the army came into the forest and there was honey on the ground. When they saw the honey oozing out, no one tasted it because the people feared what Saul had made them promise, not to eat anything. But Jonathan hadn't heard when his father commanded the people. So he dipped the end of his rod into the honeycomb and ate some, and his eyes brightened. One of the people said, "Your father bound the people with an oath, saying, 'Cursed is the man who eats food this day.'" The people were exhausted. Jonathan said, "My father has troubled the land. Please look how my eyes have been enlightened, because I tasted a little of this honey. It would have been much better if the people had eaten freely today. Wouldn't we have killed even more Philistines?" The people continued to be exhausted as they struck down the remaining Philistines. And then When they came to the spoil, that's the things they captured from the Philistines, they took sheep, cattle, and calves, and they were so hungry they killed the animals on the ground and ate the meat raw with the blood, which is a sin. The law of Moses had said, you must not eat blood. Then they told Saul, saying, look, the people are sinning against Yahweh, they're eating meat with the blood. He said, you have broken the faith. Roll a large stone here at once. Saul said, go out among the people and tell them, each man bring to me here his ox and sheep, kill them here and eat. Don't sin against Yahweh by eating meat with the blood. So that's what they did. Saul built an altar to Yahweh, the first altar that he built to Yahweh. Saul said, let us go down after the Philistines and plunder them. But the priest said, let us inquire of God. Saul asked counsel of God, shall I go down after the Philistines? Will you deliver them into the hand of Israel? But God didn't answer him. Saul said, come here, all you chiefs of the people, let's find out which one of us has sinned today. For as Yahweh lives, even if it is Jonathan my son, he must die. But there was not a man among all the people who replied to him. He said to all Israel, you stand on one side, and I and Jonathan my son will be on the other side. The people said to Saul, do what seems good to you. So Saul said to God, show me the right answer. Jonathan and Saul were chosen, but the people escaped. Saul said, cast lots between me and Jonathan my son. Jonathan was selected. Then said Saul to Jonathan, tell me what you've done. Jonathan told him, I only tasted a little honey with the end of the rod that was in my hand, and now must I die? Saul said, God deal with me, be it ever so severely, if you do not die, Jonathan. And Saul really clearly wanted to kill Jonathan, his son. But the people said to Saul, should Jonathan die, who has worked this great salvation in Israel? Far from it. So the people saved Saul alive that day.